Hi everyone, this is Julia Rebholz from Insight Principles, and in this recording I'm going to talk about a universal human dilemma. The human mind has the miraculous capacity to turn whatever we think into a reality complete with sight, sound, and feeling. Without this capacity, we would not experience life. In this recording, I'll share some of the insight about the mind's reality-creating capacity and how it can create mental havoc when we forget how the system works. We have the capacity to think a multitude of things about ourselves. We do it a lot over our lifetimes. Thinking things about ourselves is not a problem. In any case, we can't stop it because we're always thinking. However, the struggle occurs when we don't see ourselves as thinkers and believe our thinking to be true. Let me give you a story to illustrate. Years ago, when I was asked to become the managing director of a new business unit, the business unit was a world first, and I moved my family halfway across the globe to do it. I was feeling great about the situation. I was a managing director and had finally reached where in my mind I had always wanted to be. At the end of my first meeting with the CFO, I recall him saying, "Well, it will be interesting to see how this project goes." When I heard this, my mind flooded with rapid thoughts. What do you mean, a project? This is my life. I am the managing director of this business. I moved my family halfway across the globe for this. This isn't a project. This is everything. I started to notice my emotions and boy, I was angry. In that moment, it looked like everything I worked for could be lost at any moment. My reaction felt very real and it didn't look like my thinking at all. After a few days, my mind cleared and it occurred to me to ask the CFO this question. "I wonder what you mean by a project?" In response, he said, "Julia, I think of everything as a project. To me, everything is just a series of projects. We create things, we work on them, we see what happens." What? His comment had nothing to do with me. It wasn't personal. He was simply stating a different perspective. I had another, even bigger realization. When I don't see what is going through my mind as thinking and believe it to be true, a different set of rules apply. I become a victim of people, situations, and events, left with no options and backed into a corner. However, when I see that my thinking makes everything look real and true, whether it is or not, I can pause. In that pause, psychologically free, I am primed for insight, receptive, open, and able to take in new perspectives with clarity and balance. My thoughts collapsing allowed me to have new insight. There is a power and freedom in knowing that we are thinkers caught up in believing our thoughts. As we start to have more realizations about this, we experience a subtle but powerful shift in consciousness. This shift leads to more insight, clarity, and the psychological freedom to be with whatever is.